Hi, all. These are generally conversations between adults after the children have left the table. The language can be spicy, and the subjects can get saucy. So if you're ready, this is the Southern Fork. Unscripted kitchen chats, and also studio chats, with some of the most interesting voices in the culinary South. I'm Stephanie Burt, a food and beverage writer based in Charleston, South Carolina, who travels with her fork to write for a variety of publications, from magazines you might have on your coffee table to the website you love to visit for your favorite recipes. And I'm inviting you to come behind the scenes with me to get to know the people who make this Southern culinary landscape so special. I'm always hungry for the next bite, thirsty for that next sip, and ready for the next conversation. Let's dig in. The Southern Fork is presented this year by Townsend Automotive in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The Honda CR-V has been my favorite vehicle in Honda's lineup for years because it has great gas mileage and can haul a vintage furniture find with ease. In fact, it's so easy for getting out there in general, from the beach to the mountains to even the next photo shoot for a Southern travel article. Purchasing a CR-V from Townsend Honda means purchasing from a family-owned company built on service and connection with its customers, and they want to remind you of the joys of a jaunt down the road. Visit TownsendHonda.com for current inventory, or if you're in West Alabama, stop in. Townsend Honda salutes local entrepreneurs, from restaurateurs to podcasters, and they welcome you to be part of a community that does the same. I had one of the best fried fish sandwiches I've had in a long while, recently at Shabazz Seafood in Savannah, Georgia. Whiting is fried crispy hot to order, and it's a sandwich with a stellar reputation in Savannah. But this takeout spot that opened its order window in 1989 hasn't been known much outside the city until recently. That all changed when it was featured this year on Netflix's Fresh, Fried, and Crispy. And that happened because Khalifa Shabazz, who grew up working with her parents after school, found a place for herself in the business and a calling for her new profession when she began doing social media for the restaurant. Mom and Savannah Alderwoman Estella Shabazz and Dad Yusef Shabazz are community leaders, and Khalifa's already thinking about how she can support the community further. Welcome to the Southern Fork, Khalifa.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Where are you sitting?
I am doing well. I'm sitting in my closet as recommended. So this is my first time recording a podcast in my closet. I've seen other people do it. So I said, okay, let me try it today.
This is the thing. Well, I am also sitting in my closet. So I am glad to be sitting with my clothes and you and your clothes.
Yes.
Virtually. Yes. Virtually, yes. Across the miles. I didn't have time for us, and neither did you, for us to connect when I was recently in Savannah, Georgia, but I did have time to chow down a supreme fish in the parking lot of Shabazz.
Yes.
I was just really kind of blown away by the simplicity and also the size of the sandwich and how busy it was just on a random Thursday lunch. So I thought that maybe we could dig a little deeper and chat today about your family's business. So Shabazz is your last name, which is kind of magical, to be honest.
Yes. I got that throughout the whole school academic career, that, wow, your name is Shabazz. It sounds magical. Like something is exciting. I said, yeah, I'm an exciting person. So yeah.
Your family really has created a name for itself in a pretty tiny space. When did the restaurant open?
The restaurant opened in 1989. Okay. And so it started with my dad just wanting to serve the Savannah community with his recipes that he learned from his grandmother. And so they traveled around to like the different fairgrounds throughout the local Southeast region. So like Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and at the homecomings at Savannah State. And so they got a lot of feedback and said, this is really good. And so they established the restaurant in 1989, getting started. And they opened up a few locations throughout the Savannah area. And now we're located now at 502 West Victory Drive in Savannah, Georgia. Where the fish is so fresh, it was swimming in the ocean last night. And it's a big yellow building on the corner of Victory Drive and MLK. You cannot miss it. It lights up at any time of the day.
This is true. This is very, very true. You know, that's on the tagline. On, you know, there's a lot of signage. It is a walk up. And I just, because that's kind of always magical for people that are walking up, right? I know that with the pandemic, that is a lot more common, but I'm always fascinated to hear how it feels to be inside when people are walking up. Can you tell me about some of your memories of growing up in that space?
Yes, I could tell you about that. Inside, we see our customers walking up, and it's just another feeling to see, okay, somebody is coming up. The exciting feeling is, what are they about to order? And we get ready. We have somebody at the front, somebody in the back. And so the exciting part is, what are they going to order? Are they going to order the seafood platter? Are they going to order our famous Shabazz Fish Supreme combo? They're just going to get a juice. And so just watching the people and how they interact and how they sit at the picnic tables after they order their food and see the interaction of them talking about the food, enjoying the food. Some people might sit out in the car and enjoy the food. And so we just see a lot of different view sites.
Now, did you have a job growing up? Did you have one of the jobs in the restaurant, you know, that you got to work this station or that station?
Yes. So me and my sister, she is 2 years younger than me. And after school, in high school, it was, I guess my mom and dad talked about, okay, they need to start working in a restaurant to develop a work ethic. And after school, in high school, every day, we go to the restaurant after school from like 4 until closing. And my sister is in the front taking orders. I'm in the back fixing food. And so there we got to like work on that work ethic, take orders, learn how to ring up people, know how to do customer service, learn how to fix the food, know about all the ingredients, know about, okay, how much time does it take to fix the food? How to fry fish, how to fix and assemble the plates like the seafood platter, like you see the pictures on Facebook and Instagram, how to assemble that. Mm-hmm. And so every day after school, that was what we were doing. So we did that from ninth grade, when I was in 11th grade and she was in ninth grade. And so throughout the whole high school, so 4 years of us each getting that experience in the restaurant. So when we come back now, when we done graduated college, got degrees, multiple degrees, we can still come back in there today in 2021 and run the whole restaurant without my mom and dad being there.
Yeah, because there's muscle memory, right? Like, yes. You know, like, you know what you have to do, what order you have to do it. And it might take a minute to remember that, you know, like, yes. But your body goes, oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember what to do.
Yes.
So let's talk a minute about the Supreme Fish. Because it's whiting, right?
Yes. That's okay. We only serve whiting. That is the fish that my dad chose in 1989. And so we just stuck with it. The taste is fresh. It's like you grabbing it out of the ocean, putting it in a fryer and eating the fresh fried fish. And so it has a different taste than any other fish. And so that's why we stick with the whiting.
I think it's a really unappreciated fish or underappreciated fish because it is such a good fried fish. And fried fish is hard to do. You got to get that oil really hot. It's a huge piece of fish on the sandwich. I was fascinated with the grocery store grain bread as the bun.
Yes. We like to keep it simple. Yeah. So it's not like the other. That's what makes us stand out. Mm-hmm. We are Shabazz Seafood. It's about the experience. So we don't have what everybody has in terms of the buns. So we have the simple, the classic bread with our Shabazz sauce, the fish supreme, the giant fish, like you said. Like when people come down to Shabazz, they will see that giant fish on that fish sandwich with the grocery store bread, the simplicity of it. Mm-hmm. That's what makes the Shabazz fish supreme the fish supreme.
And when I was standing there, she said, the person I was ordering from said, baby, do you want cheese? I was like, I'm not sure because I'm not usually a cheese person on fish. Mm-hmm. And like the three people that were behind me or the one person that was behind me and the two people that were waiting were like, get the cheese.
Yes. Majority of our customers get the cheese on the fish supreme sandwich. So I tried it with and without the cheese. Mm-hmm. Either one is great.
It is really, really great. And what's so fun about it is it's hot, and that really soft sliced bread kind of melts into the sauce and the lettuce. Yes. And the fried fish. And you can't help it. It's so big, you got to grip it. It kind of just smashes together in the most delicious of ways, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, I also got the Shabazz juice. And you said, if you get nothing else, you got to get that.
So, you got to get the juice.
Why? Why?
It is our Shabazz signature. So we have our food signature, but we also have our drink signature, which we call the Malika juice, which is named after my sister, Malika. It is a mix of tropical fruits, a large juice with light ice or extra ice or no ice.
And yes. It's really in the tradition, the African-American tradition, really, of fruit drinks, right?
Yes.
With that. So your parents are pillars of the African-American community in Savannah. And you have talked about already learning the work ethic at Shabazz. What is something that you miss when you are not in the restaurant?
When I'm not in the restaurant, just the day-to-day customer service. So you get to know the customer. Whenever I'm down there or working, I went back a few weeks ago for a meet and greet since the Netflix segment. Mm-hmm. Just to see the people and seeing me taking their order. Somebody from TV. Oh, that's you. Just the excitement of learning. How did you find us? So they tell me, oh, it's either Facebook, Instagram, or now Netflix.
You know, you're the next generation, and a lot of families own businesses, restaurant or not. It becomes, yes. It's hard, right? It's hard yes. to decide, am I going to take this on? Because you've watched your parents work it. Yes. You know, it's a lot, right? And yes. And right now, you're splitting your time between Savannah and Atlanta, and I'm sure having, you know, a wonderful time between them. But how did you decide that you were going to be involved? Because we're fortunate enough to be able to make those decisions today. It's not a given that, like, I got to yes. take this on, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I could take you back to 2017. That was the year that both of my parents were in political office. So my mom was in the city. My dad was in the county. And during that time, they didn't have enough time to be in the restaurant hands-on. So when they're not there, it kind of, you know, fall off a little bit, and it's time to bring in some momentum. So in 2017, I was in graduate school in Miami, and they made a phone call one day and said, hey, Khalifa, can you help us out with the social media piece? Because we know that is an important in 2017 and going forward, you have to have an online presence. So I said, okay, I'll take it on. And so from there, I learned about the Facebook, the Instagram, the social media algorithms, Google reviews, how important are reviews for your people, how to run Facebook advertising. Mm-hmm. So it's important to get a digital presence. We already have a strong name. We've been having a strong name since they were young adults, my parents. Mm-hmm. And so it's like me and my sister coming up, it's like, okay, you have the strong name. Let's time to get this Shabazz Seafood restaurant an online digital presence so it can have its own name by itself without the influence of my mom and dad and us. And so I understood the algorithm, the mentality of what it takes to get a digital online presence. So with me taking on in 2017, I learned Facebook ads. I learned Google SEO. I know about digital marketing. And so I just took all of that together and say, okay, I'm going to come down to Savannah whenever I can. I had to sacrifice time on the weekends, not hanging out with friends, because I know in the future, this is going to be big one day. Mm-hmm. And so I took the sacrifice and came down to the restaurants, took pictures, know about the customer audience of Shabazz Seafood. Who is Shabazz Seafood ideal customer? Knowing about that, getting experience and talking with the people on site. And so after doing all of that work in 2017 and then maturing it with my knowledge of digital marketing in 2018, 2019, 2020, we had a phone call. Random. Didn't expect it. I'm doing a website. I'm doing the social media. It's like, okay, Shabazz is out there. And we get a phone call saying, hey, we want to feature you on Condé Nast Traveler. Mm-hmm. I said, well, how did you find us? That's my question now. How did you find us? Oh, we saw you on the internet. The pictures. I said, okay, we'll send out pictures. And I didn't know what they were going to do. So they did a write-up. We were named one of the top 8 restaurants in Savannah, Georgia. And then one of their journalists did a full review of Shabazz Seafood Restaurant and loved it. Mm-hmm. And then 2020, July, I get a random phone call again. Hey, this is the producers at Netflix. We're doing a show called Fresh Fried and Crispy. We heard you got the Fish Supreme combo and we want to feature it. I said, well, how did you find us? Oh, we saw you on the internet. I said, okay, the work is working.
Well, it's great to hear the excitement in your voice, mm-hmm. I think, because, you know, when your parents build a business, lots of times it feels like there is no place for you to invest yourself in your particular talents, right? Yes. And so it's really refreshing to hear that your parents saw a need for this and that you were able to now have, you know, you have ownership in the business. You have skin in the game. This isn't just the thing that you have to do after school.
Right.
Yes. We haven't talked about the Blue Crabs, which is also a really important part of Shabazz. But before we move on with that, I should say, I'm also a writer for Condé Nast Traveler, and I was excited to see that there, but actually it was KJ of Black Food Fridays, you know, I had him on the show and he said, make sure you check out Shabazz.
Yes.
So it's just a new improved way of, you know, the telephone game. You got to go check this out. It's recommendation still, right? And people can make a choice for themselves.
Yes.
So your crabs at Shabazz, do you sell as many of those as you do the fish sandwich? I feel.
Let me tell you about the crab.
I heard about half and half.
Let me tell you about the crab. The crab is the most slept on menu item at Shabazz Seafood. People see the fish, but when they get that crab, they switch their minds and want to be getting the crab forever. I have a few people who came down to Shabazz Seafood, got the fish, loved the fish, but when they taste that crab, it's a bait devil crab. It is so delicious and so golden. It's like a taste of all the vegetables and the crab, the fresh crab baked. We bake it fresh every week. Sometimes today, we have to bake it daily. It is fresh, bright, baked crab. So I recommend everybody, after you taste the fish, get the crab. And on your second visit, you'll be getting the crab dinner, the seafood platter with the crab. So you can have the best of both worlds, the fish and the crab. So
and I failed you. I had already eaten and I could not order both. And you were like, please get both. And I was like, I could only get one. So I went for the fish because there, to me, a fried fish sandwich done well is really in one of my top 10 foods. Yes. I mean, it just really, really is. I mean, like as this continues on, I mean, and things get bigger, are you going to be adding new menu items? What are you thinking about, Khalifa?
I'm thinking about adding new menu items, revamping our menu. We just added another new menu item that was released last week. It is called our Shabazz Mega Seafood Platter, which we also call it our Shabazz $100 Burger/Platter. And so with that, it comes with the crab, the fish, the shrimp, the fries. You have a picture of it on Instagram. And people said, I want that. Mm-hmm. So we have it available. We made it available last week.
So all you got to do is put in your order, mm-hmm. and then come back and pick it up. And you've got dinner for the entire vacation family, right?
Got it for the entire family. It feeds a family of like 5 or 6 people. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very, very big. But you really have an excitement in your voice. And I've mentioned that before. And you have a pride when it comes to your parents and what they've done. How do you want to honor their legacy and keep this thing going with you and your sister?
Honoring my parents' legacy goes beyond the restaurant. So we are currently honoring our parents' legacy by acting on the discipline and the principles that they instilled in us when we were little at the house. So growing up, the main phrase was, your education is your passport to the future. So it is important to get educated, not only in the classroom, but outside of the classroom. Read every day. And then after taking that, and also when you go to these universities, go to these schools, get the knowledge, somehow bring that back to the community. And so I took my knowledge of scientific method, which I went to school for, got a degrees in genetics, biology, biomedical sciences, got that information, packaged it up, and wanted to help my parents' business. And also, I created an ebook on stocks, so stock investment. I know that is important for the Black community, everybody community, to learn about stock investment. And so I took the information that my parents instilled in me, like the discipline, the transformative learning, and packaged up my knowledge to put inside an ebook to give to my community education on how to buy your first stock. And so we're honoring our parents' legacy by just acting on the principles. As long as we give back to the community and keep our parents' legacy on with that and other business ventures that we have going on, and also keeping the legacy of the restaurant alive and well, even if we take it out of Savannah, the Shabazz Seafood name will still hold up its legacy.
I love it. All right. We've been through a year, and I'm really glad that you had to go going throughout that time. What is making you hungry now? What's next?
What's next is, in terms of getting some food or from Shabazz Seafood.
What's next for you? Like, what are you thinking? What's your next goal for the restaurant?
My next goal is to expand it within the state of Georgia. So I'm up here in Atlanta, trying to figure out some strategic ways to bring Shabazz Seafood up here. It's still written on paper, like a blueprint, but still trying to evolve that blueprint into a reality. So that's next for the restaurant. But in terms of now, we're still keeping it alive and well in Savannah, reinventing ourselves in Savannah. You can never start rebranding yourself. And so as long as we have the superb and the A1 customer service of Shabazz Seafood, that's what we're currently focused on right now.
And even despite how busy it was, I got my food really fast. Yes. I mean, like it was taken care of and everybody was calm. Everybody knew the drill, both in the kitchen and outside. Everybody was getting their food quickly too. So what's one aspect of this job that you've created for yourself that really meshes like a puzzle piece with an aspect of your personality?
I'm just learning the digital analytics. So before I got into my current position as a digital analytics lead at a Fortune 500 company, this was my dream. This was my business. This was my purpose. And so I said last year in 2020, early 2020, I said, if I can do this like I did for the restaurant for the rest of my life, I will be happy. And currently, I am happy. I get to do this for Shabazz Seafood, for Fortune 500 companies. So I am alive and well and happy with what I'm doing. So it just matches with my personality of just learning and understanding the analytical side of people, data, and business. And so it meshes well with what my personality is, which is fun, lively, customer service, just making sure everybody is taken care of in terms of service. So it matches well.
Well, you didn't need to tell us you were fun and lively. We can hear that.
Yes, you know.
Is there anything keeping you up at night?
No, not these days. Everything is going well. Netflix was a dream. I'm able to go to sleep at night real peacefully and get up and do what I love to do every day. So my motto is to chase purpose every day. And that is what I'm currently doing, chasing purpose.
All right. I didn't get to do this when I was in Savannah, but I do have a magic picnic basket and I bring it out only for Southern Fort guests. And with it, I can time travel. I can go back and get somebody that you love, somebody that you know, somebody that you admire to cook something for you. I can source all over the world for you, and I can cook a little bit, but not double crab. I mean, seriously, y'all, knock it out of the park with that. I can tell.
Thank you.
I would love to bring you some of your favorite things. They don't have to match like a meal, just some of your favorite stuff. What can I bring you in that picnic basket?
Fruit of any sort, the tropical fruit. I love tacos. So if you give me some fish tacos or some ground beef tacos, mm-hmm. I'll take that.
Do you go for soft or hard shell, corn or flour?
Oh, flour, hard shell. But I could do a soft taco too, but I prefer hard shell.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. And that's it.
Okay, anything to drink?
A strawberry lemonade with some real strawberries in it is my favorite.
I love it.
Oh, also a strawberry tea. So you could do a strawberry lemonade or a strawberry tea or a strawberry tea and lemonade. I love it.
That sounds really good. Well, if people want to learn more about Shabazz Seafood and Khalifa's family in Savannah, Georgia, you can go to thesouthernfork.com. I'm going to have links there as well as an image so you can see the face behind the voice. If you like what you hear, I eat for you. I had to eat that fish sandwich the other day and then tell y'all about it. So there are more than 235 episodes in the archives. So please dig in, get to know the people behind some of the best places to eat and drink in the South. Thank you so much for chatting with me in your closet. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Talking With My Mouthful. I want to address something that I get asked all the time about when I am working. And working for me includes eating. I want to make sure that I am not just Googling what somebody else has said about a dish or a place, but that I am actually experiencing that place for myself and then bringing my research and my, you know, expert eye to what I have tasted and what I have experienced. But that means that when I'm in a place like Savannah, and those of you that followed along with me on that trip via social media, you know that I ate a lot in a short amount of time. So I just want to address this a little bit. Yes, I can eat a lot. And I'm about to head out to a research trip now. And so you're going to probably, some of you will be following along on that as well. I will often make sure that I am very clean eating the week or the few days before and a few days after at home. Like, for instance, I'm headed to the airport tomorrow for 3 nights and 4 days of really trying a lot of different foods. I'm having eggs and spinach for dinner with some cucumbers. Very simple. Not Instagrammable. And then when I get home, I'll have something very clean as well. If I am out at home or out in a city with other people, I ask them if they would like to take any of the food home. Like, for instance, if I have a dining companion, because we have to try more dishes than we can actually eat. And I do like to try to keep no waste in mind. So I am often bringing home leftovers, which I will incorporate into my diet or I will put in the freezer and use. I mean, anything from a couple slices of bread that I can use as toast in a week or two. That's really nice toast if it's restaurant bread, you know, to something like being with some people recently and I wanted to try the wings, but we didn't need all those wings. So And they brought a whole order. So the dining companion I was with took home the rest of that. So there's a lot that you see, but a lot that you don't see behind the scenes. Yes, I am eating all of these dishes and trying things because I don't want to write about something. I don't know what I will discover. It is a research project. I treat it as research. And I apply the same research methods that to writing and researching food on the ground in cities as I did when I was writing about American literature, American studies, and folklore in an academic setting. So I apply those same research methods. And a lot of that is experiments. I got to try stuff. Honestly, eggs and spinach. It is still about balance. If I'm at home, it's a rare day that I'm not having smoothie that probably most of you would not want. I drink a green smoothie every day, and it has things like turmeric in it. I've just added lion's mane mushroom extract. I always use a banana, there's just a lot of things in there. I like to hedge my bets. I like to start the day at least healthy, and then you know, it can go from there. So anyway, just thought I would respond to a few of your questions and basically a lot of your sidelong glances when I'm sitting next to you at a restaurant. So thanks for listening. And yes, I ate the whole Shabazz fish sandwich. I will talk to you next time.
You've been listening to The Southern Fork. I can't wait to bring you more culinary conversations, but in the meantime, I have one question. Are you gonna eat all that?